Ersatz Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Papa Big Show. I am Papa Biggs, and this is the Papa Big Show here on ersatzradio.co.uk. Coming at you every single day of the week, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Come on, son, and join in.
I've begun. I'm the co-host of Very First Son. I'm Summer's son, and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Biggs crew, we do radio for fun. My rapping skills are poor, but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Because my name is Sun One.
Hello, it's me, Sun One. Hello, it's me. Hello. Hello.
You alright? What have you been doing this week?
Nothing.
You are a liar. Whatsoever. You've been having an exciting week. It's your last week of school official. You've got all your exams to do, but yeah. It's like official. Are you doing a gig? First ever live gig?
Yep.
Playing keyboards, singing?
Yep.
Rock and or roll?
Yep.
What's the name of your band?
It's subject to change.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Are we going to feature some of your music on Papa Big Show?
Maybe.
It may be. Well, actually, we do feature your music because you write all the jingles.
Yeah,
and all the music.
Including this one.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
That was Mirror in the Bathroom by The Beat. What have we got coming up now, someone?
This.
Trailers.
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 Yes, of course, trailers, the part of the show where we look at fire trailers that have come out the past week and tell you what we think of them using our thumbs.
Okay, and if you want to join in and watch them with us, what do they need to do?
Head on over to the Papa Big Show on YouTube where they're compiled into a playlist for their consumption.
Yes, you can watch them in order with us as we're prattling on about them. So what have we got as our first trailer this week, someone?
We have got a Batwoman.
A teaser of a teaser of a teaser. How long is it? 20 seconds.
Yes.
I heard you. 20 seconds.
Yeah.
20 seconds is not 30 seconds.
Nope. It's
no, it is incredibly short, and it doesn't tell as much at all. Now, usually, obviously, I like, for regular listeners of the trailer slot, you'll know that Papa Biggs here does not like a trailer that gives away too much information, but this tells us absolutely nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Yes,
other than Batwoman has red hair.
And it's going to be on the CW soon.
What's CW?
Channel
cartoon
in America.
Cartoon Wetwork.
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 It's Cartoon Woolworths.
All right, so what's this based on then? So it's a new TV series.
Based on the
yet
DC
yet to be
comic
announced
books.
Release date. Starring Elizabeth Ann Weiss. I think that's how I pronounce her name. Aquil Ash Shakur and Jeremy L. Beasley. And, well, I'm not quite sure. There's some now CGI buildings to begin with.
Wow.
Because I thought it was going to be an animation when I saw it. It's that naff CGI wise. I thought it was like a cartoon. But then it goes, it shows you the bat.
How is it
signal.
CGI? It doesn't look like CGI to me.
It does. It looks rubbish. It looks like a cartoon. And then it shows you the bat signal, and then it shows you Batwoman stood on top of a building with a incredibly large cape, which is not very practical, is it? It's about 15 times the size of her. And she's got this black and red, very reddy costume with red hair and a red logo. And that's it, really, isn't it?
What do you want?
I don't know. I want
stuff to happen.
I want something.
Yeah, I guess
something.
Same too.
It doesn't tell me anything, really. It's a teaser of a teaser of a teaser. So, what do you think then? What are you going to do with your thumb? Are you? Is there enough information to actually make a decision here? Not for me.
No.
I like a bit of bat. Well, apart from obviously
the real ones.
Yeah.
The real bats.
I like real bats. Yeah, we have nice bats flying around outside our house, don't we? At the twilight, right. Little pipistrelles,
little
lovely
ghosts.
Little things. What?
Little ghosts.
Little. Absolutely, a son too mistakenly called them. Anyway, mm-hmm. He's not here to defend himself, so we can't mock.
Bully him.
All right, I'm gonna stick my thumb in the middle because there's not enough to go on here.
Me too. It's a CW show. Same ones who make Flash, same ones who make Arrow, and they are slowly declining in quality.
Okay, so is it? I assume it's based in that same universe then.
I think so.
And will we be getting some kind of crossovers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they do a crossover a year. They'll probably cross this over with that.
What was the one where several of them got together, Green Arrow and Flash and that? What was that one? Were they called something?
It was just a crossover.
But there was an episode where there was quite a few of them together, wasn't there?
There's a few. There's one a year where all get together.
All right, but they're not called anything, that group of people, like Suicide Squad or Justice League.
Are you talking about the Legends of Tomorrow?
Is that what it is?
Neither of them are in that.
All right. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure there was a
superhero team with Arrow and Flash.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Okay. I must have made that up then. Who was the one with Green Arrow in it? What team was that? Was that Legends of Tomorrow?
He's in Arrow.
Okay. All right. I might have dreamt that one.
And Flash is in Flash.
Okay. I might have dreamt that one. All right.
I think so.
Okay. So what's our next trailer then, please, someone?
Thumb in the middle from me. Sticking with the theme of DC comic adaptations, we've got Krypton Season 2. So Krypton is the planet that Superman's from.
Mm.
And this is a TV show about, IMDb says it's about Superman's granddad trying to liberate the Kryptonian people.
Superman's granddad when he was young, he's old.
Well, it couldn't have been when
about
he was
a
old.
Really old guy just sort of soiling himself and trying to get up out of bed. Things like that. It's not
he's
even
got
much
dementia.
Cough,
yo, yo, yo!
Oh, hello.
Guess who's in the club?
Do do do! Who's out there with a big pack of crackers? It's a good old Trump son too. Who's that up there with a bottle of beer? It's a good old Trump son too. No best buys, very nice.
Hey, son two.
Hello, son two. How are you?
We were just talking about you.
Why?
Just. We're in the middle of trailers. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so far we've seen Batwoman, and now we're just talking about Krypton. Okay, so Krypton, as you were saying, someone, before we were interrupted there, what is it?
It's about Superman's granddad.
Oh, yeah.
But this trailer is specifically about the character Lobo, intergalactic.
Now then, so regular listeners to the Papa Big Show will know that you've been talking about Lobo quite recently.
Yeah. Because Uncle Biggs has kindly gifted me his entire 90s Lobo collection.
Okay, in comics, obviously.
So I'm relatively familiar with the character at the moment.
Hmm.
And he's not Irish in the comics, I don't think.
No, very strange choice.
He is Irish.
So, starring Cameron Cuffey, Georgina Campbell, and Emmett J. Scanlon as Lobo. So this is the Irish chap. Well, I assume he's Irish, unless he's just putting on an Irish accent just for the sake of being Lobo, which doesn't make any sense at all. So one assumes he's an Irish actor playing Lobo. Anyway, who is Lobo then?
An intergalactic bounty hunter. He likes fish and dolphins.
Obviously.
He hates school. He's very childish.
He wears dreadlocks and has leather.
He murdered everyone on his planet.
Oh.
And so he could be the only one alive. So he's a very over-the-top, silly, murderous character.
Hmm.
Much like, I think he's kind of DC's Deadpool.
Yeah. So how does that fit into Krypton then? I mean, obviously he's in the
Space.
DC world, but how does that fit in? Is he intergalactic, you say?
Yeah.
All right.
He goes around killing people on different planets.
All right.
So maybe he has to kill Superman's granddad.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, this again, has yet to have any release date announced. What channel is it going to be on?
Sci-fi.
Now there's a seal of quality. That was me being ironic, sarcastic. I can't think of anything that's been good ever on Sci-fi.
Runaways is on Sci-fi, but it's not made by Sci-fi.
No, they don't make a lot of stuff. They do tend to buy it in. All right then. I'm not.
Deadly Class is supposed to be good. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, okay.
All right.
I'll take that back. I haven't seen I haven't seen anything on sci-fi, so I can't really have an opinion on that. So I should take that back. This isn't doing anything for me at all. Thumb down.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you there. I mean, the look of the character's all right, but it's just a very boring trailer, really. Mm. Nothing seems to happen. They did one for Lobo, they did one for Brainiac, who's the green guy, and they've also done one for Doomsday, who was the big grey CGI villain from Batman vs. Superman.
Mm. Mm.
So, I don't know. They're putting lots of faith in these B-tier characters who don't seem to be portrayed very well or accurately.
Okay. Do you want to, do you have an opinion on this one, Sun 2?
It's a thumb from me.
It's a thumb from you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's have one more trailer before we have a bit more music. What have you got for me, someone?
So we've had Batwoman and Krypton, both DC. Moving on to another, the final DC trailer. Well, it's kind of Vertigo, isn't it?
Mm. The adult version of DC Comics.
Yeah, and this is, of course, Watchmen.
Why is it, of course?
Well, what other Vertigo content
Can
you think of off the top of your skull?
I don't know. Anyway, interesting trailer this time. So not a tiny little teaser. We're actually getting something that shows us a little bit of storyline, a little bit of action, a range of characters. We've got all sorts going on here. Now,
Look like it's not your everyday Watchmen. It doesn't look like it's based on the comics or the film?
It looks like it's, it's based on loosely on the comic, very loosely by the looks of it. It looks like it's set after the comic and the film, and you've got some kind of strange goings on. It looks like a whole new thing, which is, I think, probably a good idea. Take a few of the characters, maybe that were left from before, and then turn it into something new, do something original with it, just within that alternate universe that they created with Watchmen.
So bunch of people in Rorschach masks who appear to be maybe like some sort of cult or fan club.
Absolutely right. You've got police officers have all got masks on. You've got what I would guess is Adrian Veidt. But I'm not quite sure because he's got that kind of look at him, that kind of Ozymandias look about him. And there's a whole range of different characters. There's police officers, there's Rorschachs, there's all kinds of different people. And there's a Doomsday Clock there again, which, of course, for those who are familiar with Watchmen, that's a big thing. So there's all sorts of going. It looks very intriguing. And you've got some familiar faces in there as well. Jeremy Irons, Tim Blake Nelson, and here's a really good one, Crockett himself, Don Johnson. Wow. All right, so interesting cast, some big names, and that's just three of quite a lot of people who are in it, obviously.
And it's being done by a production company or a streaming service that have quite a good rep, being HBO.
HBO, yes, they
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords, Sopranos. Yeah, and what's the other huge one they do? I think somebody might have heard of it, that Game of Thrones thing.
That's not them, is it?
I'm sure it is HBO, isn't it?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Okay, this is Watchmen. This is a good trailer. Have a little watch of this trailer. I like this. It's just giving little snippets of something. Mm-hmm. It looks quite interesting. I am going to be quite positive about this. I'm going to give it a thumb up.
You see, I'm not sure about this. You're right that it's original, but original might not always mean an improvement or
They will be able to improve on the comic, but they certainly could improve on the film. Zack Snyder. Mm. Okay, so, thumb up from me. What are you doing?
I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle. I'm still going to stay hopeful.
What about Sun 2 over there in the windowsill? Do you have an opinion on Watchmen?
I've not watched it.
He has not watched the Watchmen.
If you turn around, the trailer is playing.
He's not the bothered. He's not bothered. Anyway, let's have a bit of music. Just put some music on. That was Elvis Presley with The Promised Land. You are listening to the Papa Big Show here on Ersatz Radio, and we are halfway through our segment called Trailers. What's that?
where we look at five trailers for films that have come out in the past 5 days. 7 days, sorry.
It's all right.
And we tell you whether we think they are good, bad, or somewhere in the middle.
And so far we've had Batwoman, which was two thumbs in the middle. Krypton, with a bit Lobo in there, which was two thumbs down. And then we have Watchmen, which was one thumb up from me and one thumb in the middle from you. So what's our next trailer?
They were all DC trailers.
They were indeed.
This one is not. This is a Netflix original film?
Yes, I believe so.
Film?
Yes.
It is a coming-of-age film.
Yeah, I'd say it would fit into that genre.
Four children at a summer camp on bikes, and there's explosions and aliens, and it's kind of in the same vein, the same ballpark as Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And
Goonies.
Super 8.
And Super 8, yeah. We've got children on bicycles, we've got aliens, we've got shenanigans, we've got a group of kids on adventures.
Is this set in a particular decade that isn't this decade?
I am not sure.
I'm not watching the trailer, but by the description, it's a thumbs up for me.
It might be right up your street, Cocker.
It does sound like a Sun 2.
Come have a little look. Come have a little look. I think you'll like it.
So it's called Rim of the World.
Rim of the World.
And they go to this summer camp called Rim of the World, and they are greeted by a Vine star.
Oh.
He's from Vine, the 6-second video service that was cancelled a few years ago.
He also played Black Manta.
No, he didn't. You're just racist.
Oh, what? No, no.
And then there are some sort of alien attack.
That's right.
And these four
children. Well, it's not just an alien attack. It's aliens and the American Air Force fighting in the air, and they're like, "What's going on?" And then they realise, and a spaceship crashes, and then they see they're hiding from something, and they're not sure what, but it's an alien. Da 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 da. So like you say, it's very, very Super 8-ish, isn't it?
We've got, and then you see like an alien hand, and there's these four kids. One of them's like a nerd. He's ginger.
Yeah, one of them's
cool. One of them's cool.
Yeah.
There's a girl and there's a fat kid.
Yeah. That's his role.
That's you. They're the four main types of kids that you have in a film like this. The cool one, the main one who is a bit of a weirdo, the girl, and the fat one who makes jokes.
Okay, so in this we have Lynn Collins, Annabeth Gish, isn't it? Michael Beach. As well, and it's out on May the 24th. You've also got some humour of sorts in there. In fact, that car's very similar to the car that was in Super 8, isn't it, Sun 2? Yeah. And that scene there is like straight out of Jurassic Park.
That looks like Dart as well.
Okay, so it's quite derivative. It's got a bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of the other. But who knows?
Super 8 doesn't have the kids taking a selfie together. Or lightsabers.
Oh, he's got a lightsaber. Oh, and it's all shit. Oh, he's leaving. He's had enough. Bye-bye. See you later, Sun 2.
Wait, what are your thumb? What about your thumbs?
Do you want to do your thumbs or your thumb?
Thumb up
from the Sun 2. See you later.
Yeah.
And off he goes once again.
Louis,
in and out.
Sun 2 is dressed like this boy here.
Oh, yeah.
He's dressed exactly like this
kind of looks, kind of looks like him. So out May the 24th. What do you want to do with your thumb there? Sun one.
I kind of like a thumb 45 degrees downwards. I don't want to go all the way down, but I don't want to put it in the middle. I feel like that's...
Do you know, Sun 2 will probably watch that, and I'll probably watch it with him. So I'm going to stick a thumb in the middle.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Last trailer for this week's trailers, please. Sun one.
If you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, stop listening. Just pause it for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And come back, okay? Because we are talking about the trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes. In fact, well spotted, because obviously Mr. Holland himself comes on at the start of this trailer. And I think this is quite unprecedented. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Somebody coming on to say, don't watch this trailer.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you have already seen this other film in the franchise, and then you can watch this trailer. So that's quite weird. Don't watch the trailer, please, that I'm about to show you. Which is quite weird. Anyway, so he says, yeah, there's spoilers in it. And he's right. So we've already had a Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, which is what we're talking about. And that didn't give away anything, really, just about the fact that Spider-Man goes on holiday to Europe. And we had Mysterio in it. Well, this tells us a lot more. So listen, go away, come back shortly, because there's going to be spoilers. So go on.
Also, if you haven't watched Endgame, it is a very good film. So you probably should watch it.
If you like that kind of thing.
Final warning. 3, 2, 1.
Iron Man's dead.
Iron Man's dead.
Okay, so
the trailer starts off with Spider-Man and Happy Hogan
mourning the death of Tony Stark.
Yep.
That's right.
And then Spider-Man beats up some people in his new swanky Iron Spider costume. Yeah.
That's right. So he's doing his thing in his friendly neighbourhood in New York. And then we also have a little thing about where Happy Hogan says, like, oh, you can't not contact Nick Fury if he's trying to get in contact with you. You've got to talk to him. So that's obviously ties in with the bit that we had in the original trailer where Nick Fury goes to see him while he's on holiday.
Yep.
Because, as he says in this trailer, he now needs to step up to the mark. Because
they're going on holiday to Europe.
Yes.
I hate it when Americans refer to Europe as if it's one country.
Yeah.
It's about the size of America.
That's right.
But it's loads of cultures and stuff.
Yeah, we even have all our different languages, unlike you. Anyway, Jake Gyllenhaal is in this as Mysterio. Tom Holland reprises his role. Nick Fury, of course, is back. Mr. Samuel L. Jackson. And your favourite, Jonny Favreau.
Yeah.
As reprises role as Happy Hogan. And it looks like he's in it a fair amount.
So they go to, is this Venice?
I do believe it is.
Yeah. Flash Thompson gets punched in the balls.
Yes.
Spider-Man starts falling in love with Michelle, who is this universe's Mary Jane.
That's right. And she clearly knows he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, which is very interesting.
I'll tell you another interesting thing as well. So that was quite good. And the other interesting thing I thought was this scene that we're watching now where Mysterio introduces himself to Spider-Man. They also say something about an alternate universe.
Yeah, he says he's from another Earth. Snap opened up like holes in the dimension. But which snap was that? Was that Thanos' snap in Infinity War? Was it Thanos destroying the stones Endgame? Was it Hulk snap or was it Iron Man's snap?
Who knows? Maybe all three. Maybe they've opened up three different alternate universes. Ooh. And interestingly, so that was my first thought about it being related to that. And then I thought, hang on, Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to get Miles Morales brought into the Avengers universe. Maybe Spider-Gwen. Maybe Spider-Ham.
I feel like instead of bringing those characters into this universe, I think the most likely thing they would do is use Tom Holland's Spider-Man in Spider-Verse 2.
Ah, nice.
But what people are saying, this would be the perfect way to bring in the X-Men. Because the X-Men portal. Would have, if the X-Men were in this universe, people would know about them because of the whole mutant thing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much really hard to get them in.
And we had first class set in the 70s and things like that, didn't we? So, but then isn't that supposed to be an alternate universe? Isn't it supposed to be all changed by, what was the one after that?
Future Past.
Yes.
Yeah, they wouldn't bring in the X-Men from that universe. They'd create new X-Men, they'd recast them, they'd do a different universe. They'd do it right. They'd do X-Men, but the actual X-Men rather than people with powers in black suits.
So as wonderful as Hugh Jackman has been as Wolverine, would we see a 5'3" little hairy bloke?
Wolverine isn't supposed to be sexy.
No.
Wolverine is supposed to be a 5'3" little hairy bloke. Yeah. 5'3"
nasty
alcoholic.
Little git.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh Jackman's still got his Wolverine there. He's just not comic Wolverine.
He is.
Sorry, Grandma Biggs, because I know you really like Hugh Jackman.
Well, I like Hugh Jackman as well.
Yeah.
I think he's great, and he made the role his own. He made
very
it something
man.
Different. And he's also brilliant in Logan. That's great, that film. Anyway, anyway, this is Spider-Man Far From Home. It is going to be released on July the 2nd in the UK.
Mm-hmm. And you don't see Mysterio in this. Mm. You have hints to other villains. Hydro Man.
Okay.
Appearing out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Some rock guy I've forgotten the name of. It's not Sandman.
No.
It's someone else.
Mr. Rockman.
And in the other trailer, and this one as well, you see Molten Man, who is a big fireman.
Okay, so you get an array of costumes from Mr. Spidey as well, don't you?
Yeah, you get his Iron Spider costume from Infinity War.
Super cool black one.
Yeah, his a full, like a full black one.
Yeah.
One with wings.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
And I've heard rumours that, well, Mysterio is a master of illusions.
Hmm.
Is all this happening? Are these creatures really here?
And is this happening in our universe, or is this happening in an alternate universe, because we see a destroyed London?
I don't think that's true. I think it's happening in... Well, it's not our universe. I think this is happening in the true
could
MCU.
Be,
that's
be.
A terrible theory, Dad. Sorry.
How about that?
I've heard complaints of the first Spider-Man film, Homecoming.
Yeah.
Of overuse of CGI on his costume. And you can definitely see it in a few shots here. That it doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel like there's a real person there. And they've made these suits, and they look cool, they look real, and they just CGI it over the top, and it does look a bit strange. Do you get what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. You could definitely tell when it's the head, is there's no mask on the head,
yeah.
And the body is the suit. Like in Civil War
yeah.
with Iron Man, that felt
yeah,
very
that
strange.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I assume one's thumb is going to be up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So what's your trailer of the week, please, someone?
It's got to be this. It's got to be Spider-Man Far From Home.
I think I will have to agree with you. Although I do like the idea of Don Johnson in Watchmen, but I'm still going to go with Spider-Man Far From Home.
So to recap, we had Batwoman, that was two thumbs in the middle. Krypton, which was two thumbs down.
Watchmen, which was one thumb up and one thumb in the middle. And Rim of the World, which was a thumb in the middle and a thumb almost downwards.
Yes.
And lastly, yeah. Our choice of the week, Spider-Man Far From Home with two thumbs up. That
Wonderful.
Has been trailers here on The Papa Big Show.
Let's get it on.
That was Mark Bowen, T-Rex, with Get It On. And now it is time to see what we've been doing for the past 7 days.
What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been watching?
Yes, of course, what have you been watching? What have you been reading? I've had a show where you look at what you've been watching or what you've been reading in the past 7 days. What have you been watching?
Oh, but right. Okay, well, I have watched... I watched it last weekend, actually, but I'm on my own with nobody else.
Loner.
So, yes, Billy No Mates. BBC did a kind of mini retrospective of the legendary filmmaker, Mr. Stanley Kubrick. And as well as Barry Lyndon, they also put on his space epic, the groundbreaking genius that is 2001 A Space Odyssey. So I watched that. And... it's probably about the seventh time or something like that I've watched it, and it's just still brilliant every single time, and there's something new every single time you watch it. It's incredible, and the most amazing thing about it is that it was made even before I was born. It is so incredibly poignant, so incredible in its ideas. In the set design, its special effects is just like decades ahead of its time. And it's just incredible. And I urge anyone who has never seen it to watch it. But don't just watch it on a small screen, because that would be pointless. Watch it on the largest screen that you can muster. And you will be amazed. Because it's not just a film, it is an experience.
Ooh, I like that. When are we going to have our garden party where we watch a film in the garden?
Well, maybe we should watch that one.
Maybe. Last year it was The Shape of Water.
Yeah, it was. Well, I don't know, I was because I've now got a new screen, haven't I? I bought a new screen. So I'm looking forward to getting that up in the garden with the old projector and the amp. And we'll put something on the big screen. Maybe something epic. Maybe something this... more recent but very similar and obviously influenced by this, like Interstellar. Maybe we could watch that again.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And maybe we can invite a few people round.
Ooh.
And maybe have a barbecue. And maybe have a few drinky poos. And watch an amazing film. That would be good. Our own little film festival in our back garden. Anyway, that's what I watched. 2001 A Space Odyssey. Stanley Kubrick's brilliant film from 1968. What did you watch?
You may remember last week.
Yeah, I do remember
you were
last
there.
Week. Yeah.
Yes. We talked about how we watched the original versions of both Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, we did.
So we have completed the trilogy and we've watched the original version of Return of the Jedi, including Yub Nub and the original Max Rebo song.
Mm. Well, explain what Yub Nub is.
Yub Nub is an Ewok song.
Yes.
Played at the end of this film. Of a celebration.
I'm not sure, but I think this one, Return of the Jedi, is the one that's been messed about with the most. I'm not sure.
I'd say that the first one...
Is it?
...has probably got the most changes.
Right.
But this one has got not as many changes, but the changes that happen are pretty major.
Yeah.
Like those two songs.
And the ending.
Yeah.
Which shows you all the different worlds. The wrong Darth Vader. And all that kind of nonsense.
This one's probably got the most annoying changes.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
The first one's got the most pointless changes.
Mm-hmm.
The second one probably has...
The least amount, really.
Yeah. It's the least annoying.
Mm.
And then the third one is the most annoying.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's just annoying anyway. It's my least favourite of the three.
What confused me was that it's even though this was the third film... It still had that episode 6 right at the beginning.
Mm.
So had they had the prequels planned when this was made?
He
and then they didn't make them for another 15 years.
He did have sequels planned, but he didn't know what he was going to do or write. Okay.
Did he just know it was going to be Darth Vader?
Well, he'd write. So going back to a few weeks ago, if you were listening in, I read the biography of Mr. George Lucas, and after this huge success of Star Wars, and he knew he had to do it, he actually tied in that he could get a new contract and he was allowed all the rights to sequels. So that's all he was thinking about. If I put in these little 5 and 6, I know that I can make some more and fans will demand more. So it was a clever business ploy. He didn't have any idea what the stories were at all. And he's a liar if he says anything different, because he said at the time that's exactly why he did it. All right. So yeah, he did have, I can make other films if I do that. That was his plan.
All right, we'll talk about the film itself. It's probably not as good as the other two.
It's rubbish. No, it's not rubbish. That's harsh.
There's
two really good scenes right at the start. The Jabba Palace scene's great, and there's a good bit of action there. And the what's the other bit? Oh, the bit where they go onto the planet until, well, basically you've got 2.5 really good films until the teddy bears appear.
I don't hate the Ewoks.
I do.
I think they are annoying and they're relied on too much in the final battle for no reason.
You can clearly see, you know, prequels. This is where he's going. He's thinking, cha-ching, toys. What other characters can I turn it into toys? That's all he's thinking. And that is why it's annoying. Anyway, that's what
I
you watched.
I forgot what happened in the middle of this film.
Not a lot, really.
In between Jabba's palace and Endor. Did anything happen in between those two scenes?
No, not really.
Just two scenes.
Yeah, that's what happens. They go back after Jabba's palace. They go up to the space fleet, and then it just says, "This is our plan." Half of them going to Endor, and the other half are going to attack the Death Star.
Yeah, so it is a strange pace as well.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't hate it. It's definitely still well performed by Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford.
And the late Peter Mayhew
as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was great to complete the trilogy.
And Nenub. And Admiral Akbar.
That's right.
Introductions of amazing all that. Characters. Well, not amazing, but...
Some great characters, yes. And the death of Boba Fett. Aw, never mind.
I don't think he's cool.
He is.
I just think he has a cool design. which isn't even relevant to his
character. Original voice, of course, before he was turned into New Zealander. He's a Kiwi. No, he's not.
Yeah,
daft git.
Right. He is now canonically a Kiwi.
Yeah.
So, if they were to do a Boba Fett film or TV show, it would be perfect if, because he's here,
like
does
Concourse.
Anything right, it would be perfect if he was played by Taika Waititi and he wasn't a very good bounty hunter. Because what does he do successfully
nothing.
In canon?
Absolutely nothing.
He follows them to Cloud City and that's it.
Yeah. And he said, he's now good to be dead. Mm-hmm. We didn't say that. But anyway, yes, there you go. Return of the Jedi. Right, what have you been reading this week?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I've been on the old eBay, and I've bought some comics, as I usually do, all the time. I've uninstalled eBay.
Yeah, good. Good. Dangerous game.
Yeah.
Because you've got your first card, haven't you? Your first ever bank card.
Debit card.
And now... Have you been wildly spending?
I've not
your money?
Been wildly spending.
No, you've
I've
not been
spent
that bad.
About 50 quid.
Okay. That's a lot of money for a boy who has no job.
Yeah, it kind of is. I can see what you mean. This was one of the purchases I bought. New Mutants Dead Souls. So this is a very new Marvel comic series. 6 issues. Written by Matthew Rosenberg with art by Adam Gorham. And it's about the young X-Men team, they're not that young anymore, being Magic, Wolfsbane, Richter, Strong Guy, and Boom Boom.
Never heard of them, any of them.
Any of them.
None of them.
Magic's Colossus'
Boom
sister.
Boom Boom?
Yeah.
Richter?
Richter.
That's in Richter scale.
And Strong Guy?
Oh yeah, that's Strong Guy.
He's terrible, eh?
A Magic spelled with a
K. Strong Guy's terrible.
And a J.
He was created by Bill Sienkiewicz.
Well, he must be brilliant there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 2 of these are original New Mutants, the rest are not. And it's very, very good because it's like 6 individual issues that can be read on their own, but they've got an overarching story of them trying to find... they're trying to hunt down Karma's brother. Karma is the...
Karma?
Karma.
Okay.
And Mirage is also in there.
Okay.
And it's very twisty. There's issue 4.
Is that another character?
No.
Twisty? Okay.
Issue 4 is very good in the way... I don't want to spoil it, but basically it's not at all what you think it is.
Okay.
And the issue ends with kind of like...
Is it a cliffhanger or is it
the,
just
it's
like a,
issue 6, a, the final issue, ends with a cliffhanger.
An M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Whatever.
Oh well, this is good.
Crap director, where he's going.
You probably wouldn't be able to read it
unless
you know the characters.
Yeah, which I don't.
Because because Wolfsbane's mad at Strong Guy for killing her son.
Right.
Even
so it's ultra nerd references.
Even though her son was the king of hell and Strong Guy at that point had no soul.
Isn't that Lucifer?
No, there's lots of kings of hell.
Is there?
And then Strong Guy became the king of hell for a bit. And then Magic got his soul back apparently, but that happened off panel.
I have no idea what you're talking
also,
about.
Also, Magic still has the Dark Child persona in her.
Racist.
She brings it out a few times. And Doctor Strange is in it as well.
Right.
Doctor Strange is in it.
Kitty I've heard
Pryde
of him.
In it.
I've heard
but only
of her.
In a dream sequence. Yeah, she's only in it in a dream.
Okay.
And at this point, she's the leader of the X-Men. And she's engaged to Colossus.
I heard of him as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
And it's funny. It's got some good
jokes.
So
you would
in
recommend this, would you?
Only if you're me.
Which we're not, of course. I'm not, and I don't think anybody listening is. All right.
What did you read?
Oh, right.
Also, Richter's good. I didn't explain Richter. He's got earthquake powers.
Right.
And he's a gay character, which is common in X-Men, actually. But not in any other. I forgot to mention that Batwoman's gay as well, earlier in the show.
Okay.
It's Gay Superhero Week this week.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Right.
Stanley Kubrick.
Yes, this is what I've been reading. So I was inspired after watching 2001. I thought, hang on a minute. I'm sure I've got a Stanley Kubrick book that I haven't read. I've got a few Stanley Kubrick books, but I thought, I'm sure there's one I haven't read, a really good Tashin one that breaks down all his films, because of course he cannot make any more because he has long passed. And it is a stunningly beautiful book, and it breaks it down, and it has all kinds of articles, and it's absolutely amazing. Now, I'd already read, I thought I hadn't read any of it, but I'd already read the introduction and the first part about his early documentaries, and that was it. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to skip the first few films and just go straight to 2001 and just start reading about that. So I read all about 2001. And it was absolutely brilliant. It's just amazing. And the photography and stuff like that is absolutely amazing in it. And I'm going to read the rest of it before I then go on to something else, probably fiction. I like to mix it up. I like to go fiction, non-fiction, fiction, non-fiction.
I do that, but I don't...
Your comic, another comic.
No, right. Well, okay. What I'm doing at the moment...
DC Marvel.
What I'm doing at the moment is I don't do it when I've finished it. I like to read a bit of each one a night, 20 minutes. So I've got a Star Wars book, a real book.
Yeah. Not a fake one.
My big, massive DC omnibus, which I bought, which I haven't talked about on here yet. That's the one of the night. And then something else the other night.
So you like to have a few things on the go at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually used to do that.
No more than three.
I used to do that, but my brain can't handle that now. It's old, like Swiss cheese.
Usually, if one of them's a book and one of them's a comic and the other one is like something I read in one go, I can handle it.
Okay. All right, well, that is what I've been reading. The Stanley Kubrick Archives by Tashin. Amazing book. Let's have a bit of music. I think we should have... who do you think?
The Who, I think.
Okay, good. That was, of course, The Who with Pinball Wizard.
Of course.
Of course, of course, of course. Do you know we are running past out of time, I'm afraid?
Past?
Fast out of time, fast with a fur.
Indeed.
Not a past. Past out of time doesn't make any sense. We are not time travellers. We are not travelling through time or back in time.
Well, past out of time would make sense.
Does it?
Well, it would mean that...
Time has passed.
We're already out of time. Like, for example, if there were 58 minutes on the clock right now, and we had a 4-minute and 6-second song to play,
we would be after time. We would be post time. Anyway, it's the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening to the Papa Big Show here on Osearch Radio. You can listen to us every single day of the week, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. And what else, someone?
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio. And don't forget, you can now listen to us on demand on Spotify, iTunes, pretty much any podcast provider.
Okay, thank you very much, and say goodbye, someone.
Ta-ra.
And we're going to leave you with the Modern Lovers, Roadrunner. Bye-bye now.
See you next week.